It is Super Tuesday, and it's also a dark anniversary today. March 1st, 1954, was the day that the American government dropped a 15-megaton bomb on Bikini Atoll. A small group of local Marshallese gathered today with their hosts at the Burke Museum to mark the anniversary, and producer Posey Gruner went to gather those voices.
I'm Lucky Juda from Bikini Atoll. I was born on Kili Island in 1954. The year they dropped the hydrogen bomb on Bikini Atoll.
March 1st is a big occasion in the Marshall Islands. It's a day of mourning. It's a national holiday. And so Reverend Juda contacted us here at the Burke Museum and said, I don't want to feel alone and I don't want to feel invisible on March 1st. And would it be possible for us to get together?
They don't know nothing about Bikini Atoll.
He said it's profoundly sad and disturbing that he can come to the United States and really nobody knows about this history and the impact of the nuclear testing. And so we here at the Burke Museum feel that whatever we can do, however we can use our institution and our resources to provide support, understanding, empathy, comfort to the Marshallese, and we want to do our best.
That's Holly Barker with Seattle's Burke Museum and the Reverend Lucky Juda. He was born 62 years ago, the year the United States dropped a hydrogen bomb on the Marshall Islands.